All right, it's Hank FM, and
not necessarily and the news.
Sound the bells.
Hello.
Here's the good news.
And welcome to a Monday, new December edition of... Where are you, ladies?
Not necessarily the news.
Thank you. As we cultivate the list of celebrities that deserve to be on the good or naughty list. Which is probably naughty list.
Let's start right out.
Hi.
Hey, what happened?
Want to thank everybody tuning into our Hank Facebook Live. Our cameras are really jacked up right now. But we're radio, so we'll do it. 74 million people are expected to shop online today for Cyber Monday, but have most of us already done it? According to polls, statistics, and smart people, Black Friday reached a record $11.8 billion in sales. That's up over 9% from a year. Add a new microphone to the list.
I'm sorry.
In-store traffic, though, was down nearly 4%, so foot traffic there. So I guess people still hustle bustle and do the thing out there. But as far as today, Cyber Monday, is it obsolete? Have we already started it? Or, like many of us, are you already broke?
24 more shopping days till Christmas.
Hold out hope.
Yeah, I know, guys. There's plenty of time.
Back to you, Jane.
Thank you.
Let's fix cameras.
Thanks, Paul. So when you're a woman in demand like Taylor Swift, a single bachelorette party, never, ever good enough. No, apparently she is in her world traveling era as a bride, and her single woman era will soon be over. They are planning a number of soirees in the Bahamas, Nashville, Italy, and New York. The goal for these bachelorette parties, to have fun, relax, celebrate, and bond with her besties, like Selena Gomez and Gigi Hadid. Sources say the excitement is massive about her upcoming wedding, and you'll want to make room in your calendar because the wedding will be a three-day event at the Rhode Island mansion.
Well, what great wedding isn't, for crying out loud, right?
But yours.
Everyone's invited.
It's no River Ranch.
Does she have that policy? Is everybody invited?
I don't think so, but I'm sure we'll be getting our invites any day.
That's not fair.
Any moment.
Out there.
Everyone's invited.
Darn
see,
right they
she
are.
Knows. That's the spirit.
A couple of rankings for the biggest, really, movie theater-watching weekend of the year. And Zootopia 2, all of a sudden.
Number 2.
Just like everybody went to go see it. Everybody went to go see it. It earned nearly half a billion total. Around the world. And it cost like $150 million to make, so they're doing good already.
Yeah, they seem to be doing well. And
I told the kid, because we were up there in Oklahoma, and one of them said, hey, we should go to a movie. I'm like, okay, all right. It's like, when do we need? It's like a 30-minute drive to the theater.
I was going
to
say,
like, we're never going to make it, guys. We're never going to, we didn't make it. But nonetheless, Wicked for Good came in second behind Zootopia 2. And by the way, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, an all-time ratings high for NBC and Al Roker right there. And I think the next Oscar host should be like the giant Garfield balloon or Al Roker, because everybody seems to like him. It was his 30th parade.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. 15 of those, he was one of the floats. But you know.
Be nice to Al. Did you see L.D. Bell? They were pretty awesome.
They were great.
Very exciting. Yeah.
Salute.
So who was in charge of serving the bird at your Thanksgiving feast? Well, if it was Jelly Roll or Diddy, you may want to start making better choices in your life. Jelly popped into the Metro Davidson County Detention Facility in Nashville and doled out turkey and the fixings to all 300 inmates, even the sheriff, commending him for that. Meanwhile, the Puff Daddy, feeling generous, organized a meal for 1,000 of his closest new friends and roommates at Fort Dix in New Jersey. But he did have help with a former gang leader doing the dishing up.
So, well,
it's nice. New friends.
Wonder how they serve the stuff there. I mean, it's just everything's a weapon, man.
I know. You got to be careful. You'll get shanked.
Also, it turns out that another celebrity, Ben Affleck, spent Thanksgiving at Jennifer Garner's house.
Oh.
So who was really in the prison then? There you go. At least she has a Capital One card. couple of science stories. It turns out scientists have discovered tryptophan. That's the little thing, amino acid in turkey that they tell us, you know, that makes us all sleepy and stuff. They say that they discovered that on an asteroid. It came from samples collected by NASA's blah, blah, blah mission. This finding suggests that asteroids may have brought essential life ingredients to Earth.
What?
Say these scientists. Yeah. So they brought the turkey, evidently. And then in Russia, science news, which is something you don't say every day, because this is why. Vladimir Putin has ordered that scientists, and they did it evidently, have created a flock of spy pigeons. We talked about this a couple of years ago as they were doing this with dolphins. Well, now the pigeons have brain implants that allow them to be steered while flying. So they're like drones. And they also have a camera. So the bird bio drones require no training and are now used for monitoring and guarding sensitive facilities. I don't know. Hearing this, I kind of like Ukraine's chances all of a sudden, okay? All right. Go get them.
So the season of all things Christmas movies has arrived. You got to watch the classics, Home Alone, Christmas Vacation, of course, Holiday Touchdown, A Chief's Love Story with Donna Kelsey, and how about that Brad Paisley over on the Hallmark Channel? He made his debut in a Grand Ole Opry Christmas. And he's not alone. Megan Maroney, Red Akins, Bill Anderson, and more all make an appearance. Meanwhile, this is a big debate. Emma Heming, the wife of one Bruce Willis, saying Die Hard is a Christmas movie. Just in case you needed something else to argue with your relatives about this holiday season. I'm Heather Lane.
I mean, if Hard Candy Christmas is a Christmas song, by Dolly's own admission, it's not. See what movie it came from. Die Hard can be a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
Because when you have a question in life, you go back to Dolly. We'll get to more college football in the weekend wrap-up and stuff like that. Big things going on, of course, and whatnot. But a little funny, ironic, silly note. As Lane Kiffin, he leaves Ole Miss as their coach for the season's out. They still got a bowl game to play, but he leaves to go to LSU. Very dramatic, drew it out. He was a prima donna in the whole thing. Everybody's angry at him, except LSU is pretty happy. Ole Miss, on the other hand, evidently Lane didn't clear out his office. So they rolled all of his stuff, including a hanger with all of his clothes from his office, onto the street outside the university.
Can they do that?
It's college football. You can do anything,
okay,
man.
All right, yeah.
Putin's got spying pigeons. What do you think? You can do anything at this point. On the other hand, though, with the pigeons being what they are, on the latest edition of the Kardashians, which I'm sure you've watched.
Oh,
Kim Kardashian's doctor in this episode diagnosed her with, quote, low brain activity, which she has refused to accept. So we will accept it for her.
Dum, 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 dum. Waking up with KB